USA Radio News.
I'm Rad Bernards. A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argued that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. While President Joe Biden says he will run for re-election in 2024 if his health permits, the unhealthy America he has created under his administration is precisely what will not get him rehired, according to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
We started with the open borders, the flood of illegal immigrants, the humiliating and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan, the inflation sparked by their out-of-control deficit spending.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Democrat mayor of Boston has claimed that patriots are driven by hatred, fear, and confusion when they chant USA and sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
But also, you know, singing of patriotic songs, chanting of USA, just a clear message that there's still a part of our society, even in this state, even in this city, that really feels like something is being taken away.
Mayor Michelle Wu made the remarks while speaking on Boston Public Radio. She attacked the patriotism of demonstrators who had gathered at City Hall earlier in the week. The mayor also claimed that people are opposed to her strict measures because of anti-Asian sentiment. Parts of California were getting a white Christmas after all, with snowfall pounding mountains across the state. Other areas of California, however, saw a wet and rainy Christmas as storms continued to drench the state, causing flash flooding and evacuations in some areas over the holiday period. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A Wheel of Fortune loser wins a car anyway.
Fans of the TV show Wheel of Fortune are red-hot mad after a contestant on last Tuesday's show lost due to a technicality.
The right word.
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words, including the word, but as you know, it's got to be more or less continuous. We can't give you the prize, and it was the Audi.
Fans said it wasn't fair because she got the correct wording before the timer ran out. So many people cried out online that it caught the attention of the car company Audi. They tracked Charlene down on Twitter and tweeted, "You're a winner in our eyes, Charlene. Let's give her a prize. Time to give you that Q3. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Joe Biden on Thursday made two final nominations to the federal bench this year as he caps his first year in office with 40 judges confirmed, the most since Ronald Reagan was president. Nancy Gabana Abadou is Biden's nominee for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit in the Deep South. The second nominee is J. Michelle Childs. She is nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.